last week, I had the wonderful opportunity to travel for, I guess you'd call it a junket. I had a chance to go see The Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the new Martin Scorsese film, which is coming out on Netflix at Thanksgiving, but it's opening November 1st in limited release, so it's going to be in all these different cities. It's a 3.5-hour movie, just first to let everybody know. So
that's really a long movie. That's got to be a hell of a story. I mean, at 3.5 hours, I don't even have that much of a story about my own life. That's really
well, but he's done big long movies before. I mean, Casino was, you know, like 3 hours or something like that.
Yeah,
I haven't done one of these in a long time, so it was nice, you know, to get flown out there. They fly me coach, so I'm crammed up between, you know, a large Albanian woman with severe body odor and a guy who, you know, like plays with himself through the whole flight. And, you know,
what kind of
airline?
Wait a minute. What kind of Mickey Mouse airline are they flying you on where you got stinky Albanians? First of all, you don't want to talk bad about Albanians, though. That's bad. And then you can talk about a guy touching himself next to you. What exactly?
I was just borrowing a line from Weird Al Yankovic. But
it all goes back to Weird Al.
We get out there and I get in the hotel. And first of all, you know, like it's a swanky LA hotel. And do you know how much my breakfast cost? Like my room service breakfast. Let me first tell you what.
I'd like to know what you got. You got a spoonful of oatmeal? That'd be like $10.
I had avocado toast.
Oh, yeah.
Which came with a poached egg on them.
You're eating right.
And a fruit bowl.
Bowl of fruit.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And cranberry juice.
Now, did you get a cup of coffee or did you get like a whole craft or a pot?
It was a little carafe. It was a small pot of coffee.
I'd say it's a $35 breakfast.
It was $83 with tip.
Nice.
Fortunately, I had a per diem, so that covered it. That pretty much was my entire per diem, was for my breakfast. The avocado toast alone was like $34.
That's when you break out, man. You get yourself a car and you go to In-N-Out Burger or Del Taco or Fat Burger. These are you're living a different way. Good food or was it just okay?
It was good. They had a little bit too much parsley and I think cilantro on it. So it wasn't great. And the thing is, I don't like blackberries or raspberries because of the seeds. And I felt bad because I didn't eat them in the fruit plate, which itself was like $18. So it was like watermelon and a plum and some strawberries. But I felt bad because I left like $6 worth of fruit on the plate.
You're paying for convenience, right? So that's sort
well,
of how
it's,
that
it's
is.
Well, it's L.A. It's a swanky hotel in Los Angeles and Hollywood. Right. And like even like I took a picture of the mini bar menu. And do you know how much do you think a Snickers bar costs? Not like a king size Snickers. Not like the twofer. You know, you go to the gas station, you get the two small Snickers bars.
I'm guessing
a single Snickers bar that turns Danny Trejo to Jan Brady. How much do you think that costs?
I'm guessing $5, but I'd say $2.50 in a normal hotel.
$6.
$6. It better be really exceptional.
Insane. So anyway, so that's where I went. And it was a great fun. One of the great things about these junkets is nobody understands that us journalists, we're all like flat broke. Anyways.
I'm still trying to process that you're a journalist. I'm not hating on you. I've known you a long time before the Chubby and Stick show here.
You don't think of me that way. You think I'm just some idiot in my underpants talking about movies on the radio.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know. How does that happen? How do you get that moniker? What the hell am I if you're a journalist? Don't even answer that. Just keep going. No, just tell me about
you're in the media. But no, the thing is, so you go to these events and they have the booze is flowing and they got food there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's the insane amount of food. And of course, you know, that's really expensive stuff. But the thing is, you send all these journalists and then most journalists that they're flying out to these events, these are people who are living in shitty apartments. You know, or they're struggling to make ends meet because we do not get paid well and we get sent into this sort of this lap of luxury. So, of course, we just descend upon the bar and the buffets like a bunch of fucking jackals, just shoving food and drink down our gullets like we're in The Walking Dead, just devouring humans here.
I'm just picturing this whole mass of so-called journalists who are going there to suck off the corporate teat of
oh,
like
they
major
do.
Motion picture production company situation.
It's all about free. I was once at San Diego Comic-Con. I went to some breakfast for some movie, and people were just like grabbing shit and putting it in their pockets because.
What do you mean? What do you mean grabbing and putting it in their? That sounds like the aged at the old Bill Knapps putting like a sugar packets and
stealing
rolls
the
in
like saccharin packets and everything. Yeah, but that's what we do because we, like I said, journalists really don't make that much money. I mean, you're rank and file. I mean, yeah, you're like big name journalists and that sort of thing, but you're people who are just writing. Most news stories you either read on the internet or that are produced, the people don't make that much money. So when they get free food, they go crazy at it, and it's insane. But that's not the craziest
thing that
happened.
Wait a minute. Before we get forward in the crazy thing that happened, I got to know, would it be drastically different if it was just a deli tray and cheese tray with fruit tray nearby and iced tea flowing, or is it just because it was high-end, like, good stuff?
Well, it was good stuff, but it was also they have the open bar. Well, you just walk up there, you order whatever you want, and they give it to you.
Sure.
And I mean, it's amazing. And like they had special cocktails based on the movie. You had like swag. They had like little, little buttons and all this kind of cool stuff that you could pick up.
House painting stuff.
But that's not the food wasn't even the craziest thing about it. And this is something, I feel like I'm writing a penthouse letter, you know, dear penthouse.
I don't want to be excited to talk to you about a penthouse letter, though.
No, this is, so I was at the, they were at this pool in the Roosevelt Hotel, which is a famous hotel.
Yeah, nice place.
On Sunset Boulevard. And right down the road from the Chinese Theater, where we saw the movie. And we were at this big pool, and I was chatting with some friends of mine, people I knew in the industry. And I'm like, oh, I need to get another drink. So I went over to the bar. Of course, free bar. And at the bar was this I took notice of her because she was right there, and the bartender was talking to her. She was flirting with him. He was
who's
this good-looking guy. This woman who was standing right next to me.
Right.
And I go, can I need another drink? And he's like, oh, I'll make it. And she turns and looks at me, very attractive blonde woman in probably mid-20s, you know, maybe 23, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive in sort of this, not like a cocktail dress, but sort of like a sundress, you know, where you have the,
like made of gingham?
The poofy shoulders because it's just like a loose material. And she looked great. Gorgeous. I mean, like way out of my league, literally at any point in my life. You know, even at my youngest, most fit, least fat days in my life, it's still way out of my league.
You have a low self-opinion, but you're married, so whatever. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been around the block. So she turns and looks at me, and she brings up, asks what I'm getting, and she looks at me, and she goes, oh my God, your beard is amazing. Because I have this nice, big, heavy Santa Claus type, and she's like, that's a gorgeous beard. She just goes on about my beard. And
she starts stroking and grabbing your beard.
Well, I think, you know, I should have given her permission to touch it because she kind of reached at it, but didn't touch it. And I introduced myself, and I think she claimed to recognize me from Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't know if that's true. And I'm talking to her, and she's kind of flirting with me, but she's kind of drunk. And I'm
is
like,
she
okay,
in the movie?
That's
who
fine.
Is this person?
Well, this is the whole thing, but she just keeps talking to me, and the bartender gives me my drink, and she just keeps, and I'm like, hello, look at what I'm this big fat dude. And then, like, from behind her comes this guy, and he's not a bad looking guy, but he's a little short and he's a little chubby. He's got a beard. He worked on the visual effects for the movie that I went to go see because they did de-aging of the actors in the movie. And I started talking to him, and it was clear the two of them were together. Okay. You know, cause he put his arm around her. She put his arm around him, and they were chatting about how they went to the movie together. But, you know, something had happened during where they were seated that there was an issue. So I started talking shop with him. And, you know, we're talking visual effects and frame rate and de-aging process and digital visual effects and everything.
Yeah, geeky specific tech stuff, sure.
Dork geeky. And I'm holding my own, which I felt pretty good about. And she's like, she starts to get a little antsy, and she kind of pulls her, she suddenly then pulls her shirt or her dress, the parts that were on the shoulder, she kind of pulls to their side and kind of pulls it down her arm. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, Not that she didn't pull her shirt down, but she exposes a lot more flesh from the top, we'll say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's clear she was
shiny objects or
she was
flesh,
getting annoyed
sure.
that we were not paying attention to her.
Right.
I mean, you know, God bless. But again, I'm like, I don't get treated like this anywhere I go. I did not understand the concept of this really attractive woman in her 20s going, pay attention to my boobs, lady. You know, or guy. I guess I'm not the lady in this situation.
No.
Or I would be.
She would be. She's clearly.
But
that,
I'm like, why does this happen to me now? When I'm married, I got three kids.
Well, wait a minute. I thought she was with the other guy. Is she trying to make it three? What the hell are you trying to say? Are you how drunk were you is what I want to know.
I was not that drunk. I don't think she was that drunk, although the alcohol was probably playing a part in this. But honestly, it was one of those things that I'm like, I could take this to a weird level, but I can't because I'm married. I got kids. I'm not going to do that.
And you're
but
working.
I'm just like, why doesn't this happen to me when I was like 20? You know, why is this happening to me when
because
I'm in
you're
my
out
late
of touch
40s
and she knew.
And I'm a big fat dude. Maybe she just had like a beard.
Maybe
thing,
she likes big bearded
beard.
Dudes. And the bearded dude that she was with and you together might have been. I don't know. This is a weird thing.
I go back to my hotel that night and I'm like, what the hell happened to me that night? My one trip to Los Angeles, my one trip to Hollywood. I haven't been to Hollywood for like 10 or 15 years. And this shit happens. What is going on in my life? And I just am happy to just sit at home and watch crappy TV now and watch horror movies and relax on my sofa. What could have, I swear to God, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been like hit on by somebody who's clearly out of your league?
Look, I know
you've had cops and strippers and everything, but
no,
does that happen?
No. Look, I had a buddy of mine. We had a regular card game for a while at his house. He's got a daughter who graduated college. It's been a couple years ago now. And one of her girlfriends, we've talked about this. She was, I think, home for school for the summer, had her girlfriend with her, and she's going to, comes downstairs and is like saying hi to everybody or whatever. And then she had to go up and change, and she left her girlfriend down there, and her girlfriend's kind of like hitting on me or whatever. And I didn't even
now,
pick up
on how do
you
handle that? I mean, you're just like, there's just way too much baggage.
There's
that.
A whole lot of weirdness there. But then my buddy's daughter comes back downstairs. So she's at this point 22, 23, and it's been a few years ago now, a couple years. And it was just weird, awkward. But I always picture her as basically a head, two hands, feet, and a diaper because that's what she will always be to me. Yet her girlfriend.
She was a little kid when you knew her. That's just weird.
But her girlfriend, crazy, smoking hot, could probably just leave me for dead. And I'd be like, cool.
And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, when I played this thing out logically in my mind after I went home and I was a bit drunk. I took an Uber home or back to the hotel. And I'm here thinking, what would happen? And I'm like, because here's what I do. When I hit to a fantasy level, I don't just go through the fantasy. I go after the fantasy, which is such a Woody Allen thing to do.
That's when you were alone in the room. And here's the question. Did you tell the wife of Chubby anything?
Oh, no, I totally told her. I texted her. I go, I totally got hit on at the bar.
Now, does she feel better about the fact that she's with a guy who gets hit on by this young ingenue?
I don't think she suddenly was like, well, if she liked you, what am I missing? That's
drunk.
Funny. She just thought it was funny. I think she thought it was, I didn't act on it, but you know, because if I would have, what would have happened? We'd gone and get there. It would have been a great night. It would have been crazy. This sort of like penthouse letter type thing. Then I would have woken up. I'm like, oh, geez, what are you doing here?
If something had happened, you would never have mentioned it.
Where would he would have ended up? He'd be sitting in a chair going, dude, you did a good job, but next I want a little. I don't know.
You would have tagged in. I don't know. This is a life I don't know anything about, but I'm still saying if anything had happened, you would have best and probably would have followed the thought of nothing happened. You wouldn't have said dick about this.
No,
because nothing good would have come.
But how would if you did that? Wouldn't you be just bursting? You just be like, "Oh my God, I gotta tell somebody."
No, you drag stuff out of me. I don't.
I go to some random Catholic church. I'd go into a confessional and it'd be like, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." I'm not even Catholic. I just have to tell somebody, and I know you're not allowed to tell anybody.
And he would appreciate the story too, is my guess.
Probably.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show. And keep keeping it real.